Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
You know your business better than anyone. So when you need finance to grow, you deserve a lender who understands too. Responsible finance providers look at the whole picture. The story behind the numbers. Your plan and what you want to achieve. Our fair, flexible finance, decided by real people, not a computer, helps thousands of businesses every year. Find out more at findingfinance.org.uk. Finding Finance is a trading style of the Community Development Finance Association, which is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. A regulated credit broker and not a lender. We provide information only in respect of community development finance institutions and other finance providers, which may be available to you from our approved panel of lenders. Finding Finance. .org.uk.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Morning, folks. You're listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. On the internet, sheffieldlive.org. The show will also be available later as a podcast. I'm surviving broadcasting on my own this week, as James has got a lot on there, and he did the show last week, so it's my turn this week. Lots of great music for you. We'll be celebrating the 80th birthday of the legendary Pete Coe. We'll have a child ballad from Steel Ice Fan, and most of the music I'll be playing this week looks at some of the great festivals that are happening this summer. So lots coming up. You can contact us via my Facebook page or the show has its own Facebook page. We'll leave everything open whilst the show is on air. As I said, over the next 2 hours, lots and lots of great music coming up. So keep listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk.
Come all you young fellows who intend to start roaming. Pray pay attention and listen to me. For I once loved a girl and I would have married. But I belonged to the road and I had to be free. For I was a tinker of fixing and mending, camped by a village and earning my pay. While she had a house and a father to care for, the reed cutter's daughter from Hobarton Way. For the times they are hard when a girl loves a rover, when really she shouldn't and knows that it's so. Each night as the sun sets, to me she should wander. Each morn as it rose, to the house she would go. I knew that someday we'd be sad for the parting. Each morn I would wish and and each night I would pray. So happy together with this blue-eyed maiden, the reed-cutter's daughter from Hoverton Way. When I think on the short time that we spent together, often a frown passes over my brow. She told me that someday I'd grow to forget her, but many's the time that I think of her now. I was cruel to be kind when the time came for parting, with a kiss and a smile, and I'll see you again. But just as I found her, I left her a-standing, the reed-cutter's daughter from Hoverton Way. I thought it was cruel, now I see it was kindness, for she could not leave and I could not stay. But oft times I wonder if I'm still remembered by the reed-cutter's daughter from Hoverton Way, by the reed-cutter's daughter from Hoverton Way.
Culverake there, Matt Quinn, Seb Stone and Lizzie Hardingham with the reed-cutter's daughter. They will be Upton, one of the guests at Upton Folk Festival, the 1st to the 4th of May, Upton on Severn. Great little festival. Really looking forward to it. We also announced this week that Culverake will be doing their final gig for now in Sheffield on St Andrew's Church on the 17th of September. So you can get tickets for that as well at Live at Sam's. But let's continue looking at what's on at Upton Folk Festival from the first to the 4th of May, and one of the headlines at the festival this year, the wonderful Bob Fox. Here he is with the Bonnie Gateshead Lass.
I'll warrant you've never seen me, lass, a name I cannot mention, for fear you'll go and tell her how I like her, so I do. Well, it's just for lads and lasses for to whisper their affection. The bonniest lass in Gateshead's bonny face has bothered me. The bonniest lass in Gateshead's bonny face has bothered me. Well, the first time I saw her, I thought I didn't know her, but I'm sure I'd seen her face before, I couldn't think of where. Her blue eyes met mine in passing up the high street in the morning, and her look was so entrancing that me heart was my name. Her look was so entrancing that me heart was my name. Well, I didn't see her for a week, and then one night at the bridge end, I stamped upon her gown and the gathers that come away. Now she told us I was clumsy, and I said that I was sorry, and I humbly begged her pardon, I was licked for what to say. I humbly begged her pardon, I was licked for what to say. So I walked on by her side, just as if I had a right to dig. The conversation first was shy, but then it turned first class. We talked about the weather, and she mentioned that her father was a puddler down at Hark's, oh me bonny Gateshead lass. A puddler down at Hark's, oh me bonny Gateshead lass. She mentioned confidentially that our uncle was a grocer, and our mother's father's cousin was a fiddler on the shore. She talked so nice and friendly, and she looked both sweet and pleasant. I thought I'd never seen a lass in charming like before. I thought I'd never seen a lass in charming like before. She says her mother keeps a shop, she sells hot pies and candy, and her brother, he's a cobbler in the high part of the town. Now she was a dressmaker and we got on so well together. Ah, bless that being so awkward as to stand upon her gown. Ah, bless that being so awkward as to stand upon her gown. Well, I made her laugh, slap me look, talking lots of nonsense, but bless her. When you're caught and when it's not so good'll pass. I asked her, would she be me lass, and I'd take her out on a Sunday. And to my delight, she says, I might be bonny Gatesy lass. To my delight, she says, I might be bonny Gatesy lass. Thank you.
marry you, till I gain the heart of me lady Kay, to follow the gypsy radio. Soon as the Lordy Dick come in inquiring for his lady, oh, and some of the servants did reply, us away with the gypsy laddie, oh. Saddle me the bay and saddle me the grey, till I go and search for my lady, oh. And some of the servants did reply, us away with the gypsy laddie, oh. And he rode off till he came to the gypsy's tent, oh. And there he spied his lady gay in the arms of a gypsy laddie, oh. Didn't I give you houses and land? Didn't I give you money, oh? Didn't I give you three pretty babes? As ever was in yon green island, oh. What care I for your houses and land? What care I for your money, oh? And what care I for three pretty babes as ever was in yon green island, oh? So the night you was on a feather bed and you rolled husband, oh, and now you're asleep on the cold, cold ground in the arms of a gypsy laddie, oh. What care I for your feather bed? What care I for me husband, oh? I'd rather I'd sleep on the cold, cold ground in the arms of a gypsy laddie, oh.
John Kirkpatrick and Sue Harris there with the Gypsy Laddie. Before that, you heard James Delar and Saul Rose, and both of those acts will be appearing Upton on Seven Folk Festival from the 1st to the 4th of May. John and Sue will also be joined by their son Benji, who will be launching his new trio on the Monday afternoon, and I'm so looking forward to introducing them for their first full gig on stage. That's Bouzouki 3 on the final afternoon of Upton Folk Festival, and so looking forward to that. Here they are with the Ramblin' Shula.
Well, the Highland lads have come to town, they've landed in headquarters. The colonel fell for a pretty young girl, or the farmer's only daughter, and the general bet £5,000. The colonel wouldn't dress up in a beggar's gown. And they'd travel the world, go round and round, she'd go with a Ramblin' Shula. Well, the colonel started out next day, dressed in a beggar's clothing. It wasn't long till he found his way to the farmer's lonely dwelling. Well, farmer, shelter me this night. I'll sleep in your barn till the broad daylight. Take pity on a beggar's awful plight. Be kind to a rambling shula. Well, the farmer said the night is wet. You can stay by the kitchen fire. The colonel said to the serving girl, it's you I do admire. Won't you leave them all and go with me? Leave them all the grammar green. What a lusty beggar you would be away with the rambling shula. Well, the farmer and his servant saw, they fell into loud laughter when new came tripping down the stairs. But the farmer's only daughter, well, she too blew out like morning sky. As soon as the beggar did her spy, well, she quickly caught his robe, and I should be mine, said the rambling shula. Into the fire, he put his arm around her waist as they sat by the kitchen fire, and he put his hand upon her knee and gave to her these kisses three. She said, how dare you make so free, you're not but a rambling shula. But when supper it was over, all they made his bed in the barn between two sacks and the window cloth for fear that he'd do harm. But by 12 o'clock that very night, she come to the barn, she's dressed in white. Well, the beggar rose in great delight, she's mine, said the rambling shula. Now he threw off his beggar's clothes, he threw them against the wall, oh, and he stood the bravest gentleman that was amongst them all. Oh, won't you look at my locks of yellow hair under the sooty old hat I wear? I'm a general bold, I do declare, and not but a rambling shula. Now I wouldn't for 10,000 pound if you and I be found here. Won't you leave them all and go with me? Go away with the rambling shula, and it's off to the general's house they've gone. Great is the wager he has won. Salute them both with the pipe and the drum. She's away with the rambling shula.
Bazooki 3 there, John Doran, Benji Kirkpatrick, and James Fagan, and they will make their full concert debut at Upton Folk Festival from the 1st to the 4th of May, and they'll also be in Sheffield on the 11th of June as well. You can get tickets for that one through the Live at Sam's website. Now, let's have a look at some of the acts that are appearing at Chivenham Folk Festival from the 22nd to the 25th of May. And we've got lots coming up for that one. Cohen Braithwaite, Cole Coyne solo, also in a duo with John Kirkpatrick, Tom Kitchen and Jennifer Reed, the James Kerry Trio, and these two, Jackie Oates and John Spires. Let's have something from them now.
Thank you.
Jackie Oates and John Spires there. They will be on at the Saturday night at Chippenham Folk Festival. I should also mention that they'll be at Wath Folk Festival on the first weekend of May. So if you're around this area on the first weekend of May, catch them at Wath Folk Festival. That should be a great night indeed. I can't go because I'm at Upton Folk Festival, but that should be a fantastic night. Jackie Oates and John Spires at Chippenham Folk Festival and Wath Folk Festival. While we're looking at Chippenham, we will also say happy birthday to one of the great troubadours of our folk scene, Pete Coe, who it's Wednesday today as I sit and record, and yesterday Pete turned 80, and we'll be doing some gigs to celebrate. So let's have a couple of tracks to say happy birthday to Pete Coe.
There were three sisters, fair and bright, Juniper, Gentle, and Rosemary, and they three loved one valiant knight. As the dew flies over the mulberry tree, and the eldest sister let him in, Juniper, Gentle, and Rosemary, and she barred the door with a silver pin. As the dew flies over the mulberry tree, and the middle sister made the bed, Juniper, Gentle, and Rosemary, and laid soft pillows beneath his head. As the dew flies over the mulberry tree, both the youngest sister that same night, Juniper, Gentle, and Rosemary, she resolved to wed with that valiant knight. As the dew flies over the mulberry tree, oh, it's you must answer my questions free, Juniper, Gentle, and Rosemary, and then, fair maid, we can marry be. As the dew flies over the mulberry tree, oh, what is louder than the horn, Juniper, Gentle, and Rosemary, and what is sharper than any thorn, as the dew flies over the mulberry tree, oh, rumour is louder than the horn, and hunger is sharper than any thorn, as the dew flies over the mulberry tree. And what is greener than the grass, Juniper, Gentle, and Rosemary, and what is smoother than the glass, as the dew flies over the mulberry tree. When V is greener than the grass, Juniper, Gentle, and Rosemary, and flatter is smoother than the glass, as the dew flies over the mulberry tree. And what is keener than the axe, Juniper, Gentle, and Rosemary, and what is softer than melting wax, as the dew flies over the mulberry tree. Oh, revenge is keener than the axe, Juniper, Gentle, and Rosemary, and love is softer than melting wax, as the dew flies over the mulberry tree. now you have answered my question three. Juniper, gentle, and rosemary, and now, fair maid, we can married be. As the dew flies over the mulberry tree.
Pico there with Juniper, Gentle and Rosemary. And next we're going to have something from Pete and Chris Co. And this is when this old hat was new.
I am a poor old man. Come and listen to my song. Provisions, they are twice as dear as when that I was young, when this old hat was anew and stored above my brow. Oh, what a happy youth was I when this old hat was anew, when this old hat was anew. So many years ago, the truth I do declare, when then each other's words they took, they thought it very fair. No else they did require, men's words they were so true. 'Twas thus in all my youthful days, this old hat was anew, when this old hat was anew. And when the harvest came, and we went off to shear, how often we were merry made with a brandy ale and beer. When the cornet was
Pete and Chris Co there with When This Old Hat Was New from their album Out of Season, Out of Rhythm. We'll have another track from Pete later on in the programme, and we'll also tell you what he's doing to celebrate his 80th birthday, as well as appearing at Chippenham Folk Festival from the 22nd to the 25th of May. And another act I'm looking forward to seeing at Chippenham, A Sowl, another act that made their debut at Upton Folk Festival last year. Here they are with Carol of the Skies.
The skies, the birds caress the skies. Arise, arise and sleep no more. The birds caress the skies, the birds caress the skies, the birds caress the skies. Arise, arise, arise and sleep no more.
So there, Nancy Kerr, Rosie Buckler Hall, Sarah Matthews, Free Fraser, and Jess Arrowsmith. They'll be at Tribunum Folk Festival from the 22nd to the 25th of May. Also Nancy will be there with James Fagan and Tim Van Eyckham as well. That'll be a really special set as it always is. Tribunum Folk Festival from the 22nd to the 25th of May. Now we move on to Warwick Folk Festival, and some great headliners there, including Spires and Bowden, Fisherman's Friends, Flit, a new band from Will Pound, loads and loads of stuff. Sherman Bartley Sanders, Ellie Gowers, The World In Us Yet, who we'll hear from later. But also this wonderful fiddle player, Natalie McMaster. Really excited to see her. Let's have some reels from Natalie McMaster right now.
Thank you.
The Rangan sisters there. Really looking forward to seeing the Warwick Folk Festival from the 23rd of July. Warwick Folk Festival, great festival that I had the privilege of being at for the first time last year. And if you can't make it to that, we'll be broadcasting it again this year on broadcasting lots of it again on live to your living room this year. So really looking forward to that. Another act that I've never seen before, but I've heard a lot about and heard the records, is Trip, and I'm really looking forward to seeing them at Warwick Folk Festival. They are a fantastic band. Let's finish with some tunes from them now, and I'll see you in the second half. This is Trip.